Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Oh,
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows. And also hosting, we have the dynamic one himself, the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. Deeper Shade of Soul, none other than J-Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Man, listen, it's just another day in the hunt. I get to sit in the co-pilot seat like a good sidekick next to that man, that myth, that legend, the light-skinned dominated dude, the melanated majestic one himself with that great hazel eyes, the bald head, and the goatee. What's happening, Van Meadows? Captain Courageous, super handsome.
What it do?
Wolverine sidekick. I'm just saying. I can do this all day, brother. I can do this all day. Yeah.
Amen. Likewise.
It's good to hear
I'm
from
I'm just
you,
saying.
Bro.
Hey. Good to hear from you, sir. Good to hear from you. Good. Hey, it's been
yeah.
You know, I think it's been. It's been a good year. We've had some ups and downs. It's December, bro.
Yeah. It is.
We got stuff coming
it
up,
is.
But it's December. Another year.
It's December.
We got
another
the Get Down
year.
Anniversary joint coming up next year. I'm like, it's going to be a model year coming up, man. We got to end this year on a high note so that we can do the Get Down Anniversary joint next year. And I don't know about you, man, but I was thinking about us doing something live. And, I mean, we invite people to the Get Down in person someplace. We'll talk about it, man. We'll talk about it off the air, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, we could do that. We definitely could do that. The Get Down Live coming to a city near you for the anniversary edition.
And just imagine, man, just imagine us doing a Get Down in, let's say, three or four cities. And folks coming out and sharing their love for spoken word. But they get a chance to sit with the dynamic duo live.
I love it, man. I love it. I mean, we should have the Get Down audience tell us what city we should come to for the Get Down Live. I mean, it don't take much to get a venue, you know, someplace nice. You know, hey, we can actually do it in a park, too. I mean, hey, listen.
It just depends on where we're at,
what city. I mean, listen. Epiphany Radio, the Get Down Live, coming to a city near you.
Oh, man, I love how that sounds, bro. I love that. I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, you know, we got an anniversary coming. We've done a lot of shows. We've done dedications. But you know what? A lot of folks get to hear us over the radio waves, the internet, phone. It would be dope if they got to see us in person and let us do our thing while they're doing their thing.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down. Get Down Live.
Yeah. We'll work out the particulars, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But this is something that me and
we'll work out the.
We got an anniversary coming up.
But y'all go ahead and y'all tell us where you think we should be. What city?
Yeah.
Tell us where y'all think we should be. Yeah, hit your best.
Give us some place y'all would love for me to get there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. While we're on the A, those of you who are listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead, press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, you desire to be a part of the Get Down tonight. Press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I would suggest you get yours. Wee! I suggest you get yours.
Yes, yes. I suggest you get yours. I want to give a shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Rawlings, none other than Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Make sure y'all hit that brother up if you know him. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio, or hey, man, how can I get my hands on some of those Rawlings? Hey, man, he would love to hook you up. So,
trying to tell you,
tonight is special. It's an area that we've ventured into. Maybe we've touched. We haven't dove all the way in, but tonight we're going to dive deep. J-Rob, let them know what tonight is about.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies. This one's going out to all the adolescents, teenagers, and nuns, and for the babies. Let me explain something to y'all tonight. The question is, what does an intimate evening look like without intercourse? See, if y'all follow J-Rod the Wise Son, y'all know I got the Love Jones poetry series. I'm playing slow jam. I'm talking black love. And how many times, Advance, let me pose a question to you prior to matrimony, because I know you've been, you know, in love and things, and your brother hasn't experienced it in a long time, but you know, it's a love thing. Do you believe...
Right.
Do you believe it can be an intimate evening without intercourse of any kind?
Absolutely. Because, see, sometimes in those moments where you are trying to get to know each other, that intimate evening is everything, and it leaves a great first impression that can be a lasting impression. Sometimes it's determined whether or not you get a second date, how intimately you truly are without intercourse.
I like. What about you,
Wise Son?
Listen, man, I am what you would consider a hopeful romantic. And
go on.
I truly do believe that there are situations and circumstances that dictate you can have an intimate evening and no intercourse happens. Now, granted, sometimes this will backfire. Because you know women, a lot of times women will already have made up their minds, this is what's going to go down. But sometimes you got to hold the self-control and be like, nah, I'm not here for all that right now. I'm strictly just trying to enjoy your company.
Right,
and they're like,
right.
What? What are you talking about? You trying to enjoy my company? What kind of dude are you?
I'm trying to rip your clothes off.
Yeah, it's like, this is my Mac Daddy vibe in all its splendor. What's up? Mac, you know, Alleganza, Mac Daddy of the month. And it's funny because there have been instances where that has happened. And they're like, so you just invite me to your house and we not getting enough? They're like, nah, I just want to be around you and just hang out. Let me cook, pour a glass of wine, let's listen to some jazz, let's chill.
Right.
And it's weird because the first couple of times, if a woman is not accustomed to that behavior, they're like, you're kind of weird or you're different.
Right.
Until they're like, I could get with this. In other words, that's some grown man shit we talking, Van.
Grown man.
You know,
grown man.
Yeah, that's grown man stuff. Man.
Absolutely.
You can't invite no little girl to that, man.
Nah, no sir. Now, as a bonus, I know some of y'all are saying, why are we talking about this? We'll tell you what. On one of the next shows, we'll do the reverse, and we'll have the intimate evening with the physical touching. But tonight, it's not about the physical touch. I mean, unless you hold a hand, unless you embrace him, unless you gently running fingers through hair, or maybe even a soft touch on the cheek. Man, don't get me started, bro. Hey, man, who's going to start this thing off tonight with these peaches, bro? Ooh, Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying. Hey, check this out. It's been a minute since we've been out here, man. Let your boy start it off tonight, please.
Let your boy start tonight. Listen. Go ahead and get down, bro.
You know, I like where your head is at. Good looking out. Let's, we're going to call this Pete's Sailing Thought. As the trade winds of soft intimacy blows in scattered nautical directions, this phenomenon blows. This phenomenon blows her pheromones into the deepest parts of open nasal passages like romantic savages, sending notes of sexy nodes into the deepest parts of her man's uninhibited imagination's interpretation of what he always thought he knew sexy was. But it was this inhaled exchange that made him look at her differently, realizing that this woman just may be the never-ending dream that gave intimate disclosures and fantasies the wings to sail along trade winds of romantic escapades of forever long enough to realize that without her, man, without her, all he was doing was just smelling the sexy faint aroma of an uninhibited and amorous dream deferred. But damn, I swear before God, she's wearing them heels like tomorrow is about to have some competition as to who is more beautiful, her or the sunrise. And she is so unmistakable. And she smells seriously and really incredible. And she occupies a thought or two. And when holding hands or hugging her, it's like my personal dreams of her continue to do nothing more than come true. And I can't wait to have this feeling all over again. The date continues. I just want to hold hands and smell the sweet aroma of who she is for me. And I think I'm going to nickname her Forever.
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this?
What?
I just want to know if y'all hear what
nothing.
I hear. I just want to know if y'all hear what I hear. I mean, this piece. Yeah, we've been out for a minute. We've been out for a minute, right? We've been, you know, doing our thing for a minute. We've been, you know, taking some time off for health reasons. You know, not being around, not. Did y'all hear what my brother said? My brother said, hold on, y'all. My brother said, there's a part of this piece that just grabs me. And it's probably the shortest stanza in the piece. But he said all he was doing was smelling the sexy, faint aroma of an uninhibited, amorous dream deferred. Who writes like this?
Who came up with this?
You stop it.
Who?
You know what? I'm convinced that J-Rod writes all my ink too. I'm convinced because ain't no way y'all hear this. Do y'all hear this? I know I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Ladies and gentlemen, uh-huh. If y'all have listened to my uh-huh. poetry over the course of these years, y'all know I never use words like sexy, faint aroma of uninhibited, amorous dreams deferred. I don't talk like that. That's a poetic line.
What?
That is a sexy, poetic line. I'm spilling the... it's December. I'm telling all the team. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty good at poetry, but Van is something incredible. And he'll, like, give me something to be like, yo, write something to that. And then the next thing you know, I just took everything he wrote and put my name on it. So, you know, I'm going to take credit.
Because
I said the word.
Yeah.
But this is all Van Meadows poetry. I'm just telling the world, Van. I'm spilling the tea. I'm telling the world. Between
ladies
you,
and gentlemen,
David Mott,
yes.
Mojave, Paul Cram, and Jay Walker, bruh, y'all make me sound like a good poet. But when I put your poems together, I can be J. Rob the Wise Son. Without you dudes, I'm just John Robinson.
Yo, listen. Listen, let me tell you what he said. That line, that stanza, he said, Tose kueta, senteta, the sexy fervor, aroma de yon, songs of rentedu, amoro, leve de fer. That's what he said.
You hear that?
That is what he said.
When did J-Rock ever say that in French and make it sound sexy? I'll say French fried. But you got Vin, and he's like, je ne sais quoi. Elle est plutôt quoi. C'est la guette de mon Dieu, mi amour. I'm like, what the hell, man? What the hell?
You said that, sir. That was what you said. You said it. If Lady A was here, she backed me up. She ain't even here yet. She backed me up. She said, she heard you, J-Rob. She heard you. But at any rate, okay. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all heard J-Rob. We could just move on to the next callers. I don't even have a piece to do tonight.
No, we shan't, sir. No, we shan't. Remember how you told me that word? Oh, no, we shan't. And I'm like, what does shan't mean? He's like, we shall not. Oh, no, we shall not. We shan't. Oh, no, we shan't, sir. No, we shan't. So I'm expecting to hear something from my brother, and if you don't mind, for the listening audience, would you please get on down?
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. This evening, I'd like to take a moment to listen to your heartbeat. Intimately caress your soul through the sound of your voice would be a treat. To just hear you unpack your day in every breath you say allows the pulses of my heart to vibrate as the thoughts of your octaves dictate just how your angelic wishes reminds me why your tone is so heavenly. And as I touch your hair, to make sure visually we make the sincerest eye contact seem unfair. Only to the untrained eye of intimacy, seeking validation through coitus. And while the physicality may be juicy, I desire the warmth of your companionship. Like the intense passion of our friendship that dawned the fire of our relationship as it peeled the layers of mental commitment. Juggling the emotions of our entitlement to each other's unforgettable presence, I would just love the chance to embrace your soul, let you lose control, to help you be reborn from the womb of stimulated pleasure that would fuel your sapio taste for sure. Grab the moisture of your verbal desire that looks at me to the core and says, sire, you look at me with such intimate intent to have verbal intercourse. Foreplay with the thoughts in my mind, of course. And I touch you through your words with affirmations that will completely disturb the turbulence of what you used to know about intimate private sessions. Can I teach you so many lessons? But right now in this moment, I just want to feel the words as they cascade from your lips and your words that are so real. From the mind of poetic.
You got a lot of nerves, sir. Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you talking about?
In case y'all missed something, I want you to picture the night, and she's leaving to catch her Uber. She's almost opening the door, and her brother grabs her by the hand. And she's like, I got to go. And he says, come here for a second. Pulls her closer and says, I would love the chance to embrace your soul and let you lose control. Help you be reborn from the womb of stimulated pleasure that would be the fuel to your sapio taste for sure. Touches her by the waist and says, I want to grab your moisture of your verbal desire that looks at me to the core and says, sire, you look at me with such intimate intent. And I love having verbal intercourse and foreplay with the thoughts of you and mine. And before she walks out, he's like, can I touch you through your words? With affirmations that might get you in your cabin, completely disturb the turbulence of what you used to know about intimate private sessions. Who talks like this? Intimate private sessions. I'm like, listen. Stop with the freak show. Stop with the freak show. You're nasty and you're nasty. That's what this just said. Vince just asked the woman, is she nasty? He just made it sound nice. And I found it like, I want to be a poet. Ben is like, you know, I'm trying to be nasty. And I need to be in your head so that when you're in your cab going home, you're thinking nasty thoughts. And so you say, you need to turn around. And then she turns around in the cab, and Ben's like, I knew you'd come back. Get your ass in the house. I knew you'd come back. Van's nasty. This is a really, really good piece, by the way. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
But that whole set right there set the tone for me. But, again, I go back into what I started with. You're nasty. Don't pee.
I mean, all I did was spit what you wrote, and you told me I better spit it just like that. What am I supposed to do? You wrote the piece.
Uh-huh.
What am I supposed to do?
You know? I'm just saying. You're a poet, and you're nasty. Uh-huh. It's cool.
I don't know about that.
Check this out.
Intimate evenings.
Van, I tend to get nice compliments like, oh, my God, J-Rob, that was beautiful. But Van Meadows gets, I felt all that in my mind, Danny. You hear the compliments that come after my brother spit?
Hey, listen. To that comment's credit, I'm sure she was listening to the Temptations. In my mind, I know that's what she was doing.
No.
It's okay. It's okay.
I would guarantee that while you were spitting that piece, she was here listening to Jodeci. Baby, I'm begging. Yeah, that's what I know. That's what she heard. Because I heard that shit too.
Okay, bro.
I felt all of this in my mind. Comments like that tend to bring me back to a Van Meadows, J-Rob, David Mott moment. But we won't go there.
Don't
go there.
Don't do it.
That's the kind of compliment that brings me right back to that moment.
I felt that all in my mind. You go ahead, Daddy. You talk that. You talk that talk, Daddy. Meanwhile, I get J-Rob. That was absolute. That was beautiful. Hey. You're a hell of a person. That was good. But then, I felt that all inside my mind, Daddy.
Hey, you should be honored since you wrote the piece. All I did was just bring it to life. So I appreciate you and your penmanship, my brother. I really do. But let's get to some of these callers, bro. I've been dying to hear some dynamic poetry on a Thursday night. I apologize for last week. My son was sick. He had gotten the flu. Week before that, I was down with something. You know, I don't know what the heck was going on. But we back. And since we're back, coming up to the mic is a Get Down fan favorite for sure. And when I say fan favorite, I mean we happen to be the fans of him.
That
I give you
that
none
part.
Other than our brother C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Intercourse?
See?
Coitus?
See?
Oh, you caught that.
See?
Oh, you caught that.
What the?
Hi, how are you?
See? Go
C
ahead.
Double my
I noticed another word.
Careful, some people don't even know what coitus means.
Yeah, you got to watch Big Bang to figure that out. I don't know. Shoot. What the hell?
I just looked it up. I just looked it up.
I'm right, trying to right, learn right, how right. to spell it. How are you, Poetic and J-Rob?
Tonight's a good night, my brother.
How are you? I'm doing fine, but I know that intro that you did. Why are y'all sounding like when the moment's right, will you be ready?
I was trying to sound like Billy D when he said code 45, it works every time.
Code 45.
Man.
I was just trying to sit in the corner.
Your poetry. Excellent. I really appreciate what you guys do. I'm like, wow. I'm happy to be here. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
All the time, man. We're happy to have you.
God is good.
Yep. I'm telling you. So what are we doing?
C-Double. Matter of fact, since Vane got that sexy comment, I'm going to let him tell you what tonight is. Go ahead, sexy. You go tell him. Mr.
Well,
I felt that all in my mind.
Tonight, brother, tonight is this mere intimate evening without the physical component, without sex. Can you have that?
Well, unless I'm looking like Frank Thomas, where she'll love it too, I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay. I'll rock with that.
Okay. All right. I'll rock with it too. Now,
you had to go with the Frank Thomas route?
I gave the wink.
Oh, man. Well, my brother.
Yes.
We are anxious to hear what you brought for the Get Down tonight. So we're going to get out of the way. Me and J-Rob are going to step out of the stage, give you the spotlight, and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called Read My Lips. Read my lips, wanting to be placed upon your skin. The languages of love I speak fluently. Hear the gospel touching the four corners of your earth, which isn't flat. Under this moonlit sky with the stars putting us in this spotlight of matrimonial bliss well-defined, showing we're more than just a performance where you got me giving you a standing ovation without raising my hands in applause. I think you know what I'm saying. I'm aroused and well-pleased by you. Beautifully obvious is the artwork. As I look at you in front of me, God's magnificent masterpiece, gifted to me, commanding me to unwrap you and swallow every molecule of you in my mind, every ounce, every drop of your presence. But I won't rush this desire designed just for me. I'll stay disciplined until you're ready for me to be aggressive, yet I'll be gentle. I yearn to impregnate you by impressive measures. I need you now, raw. I promise to protect you, caress you. I address you as special, one flesh we are. I won't search for nothing else except you. So let's go and make love by extra sensory imagination. Let's regenerate us as love for as long as we want. Take dominion in this garden, naked and unashamed. Read my lips. I love you. I love you. From the mind of C-34 Music in Stereo. That's my piece.
Wow.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, man, let me first address the piece. I really enjoyed this piece. I love what you did with it.
I bet you did.
You know, the part that got me, the part that really got me was the standing ovation. But when you closed it, my brother, when you closed it, oh, I couldn't be more proud. That's what
I had to borrow your style.
Music.
I had to do it.
Hey, you're more than welcome
no,
to it.
Did.
And I love
no,
what
no,
you did with it. White son, go ahead.
No, you didn't have to borrow that. No, you didn't. You're already an incredible poet. You're already incredible. You didn't have to borrow that. You go out there to live. See, man, this is what I'm talking about.
J-Rob, I was just trying to, in this topic, just give you a deeper shade of soul. That's all.
Yeah, but a deeper shade of soul was never mentioned within the confines of, I love you. I love you. It was never mentioned. Not taken away from the fact this is a dope piece. However, those three lines, you know, had a brother feeling some kind of way. Because I already got the whole compliment about, ooh, daddy, I felt this all in my mind. And then another dope poet comes on and he's like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm like, what? You just pet me in the pure is going on in here? I was like, all right. Viva Epiphany.
Would you rather I croon?
Oh, man.
The piece is actually really dope, but go ahead, man. Go ahead, sir.
No, man. I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm whew. I love what he did with it, man. Man, it's got me going, man. See why we're fans?
Uh-huh.
See, this is why.
Uh-huh.
This is why.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I hear you. Don't let him soft soap you.
You see what I've been dealing with, bro. You see what I've been dealing with. You see how he's been doing me, man. He take all the credit.
That's your man. You know that.
That's my man.
Remind him. This is how family talks to each other. And you know, I play my little brother role when I look up and watch my big brother get love like that, and I'd be like,
I want that kind of love someday too.
Oh. I aspire for that, you know what I'm saying? I aspire.
Absolutely, good brother. Absolutely. C-Double, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You get the honors of getting out on the Get Down dance floor, setting the tone, setting the evening out there. The DJ is waiting for your first song request so he can get the party started and jump in the right way. So, my brother, we appreciate you, man. Get out there on that dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you. Peace.
Peace, King.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother C-Double-34 Music coming in here. Amen. I really enjoyed that piece, man. And there were some shades of this cat named Poetic that I know in his style. And bro, I just love what he did with it, man. I really did. That's what's up.
Listening to that piece reminded me of Big Red and Five Heartbeat. You know, because I like your style and I love
you. Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Who do we have next, man?
Let's open it up. Next on the mic, we got Epiphany's Home, one and a half host of Diva Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mrs. VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How are you tonight?
Well, hello, Missy.
How are you?
And happy holidays to you and all the loved ones. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It is wonderful to hear your voice after so long.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful. I had to say that before Van did because, you know, he got LSP.
All right, Mr. DSP.
You know, DSP people, we're polite too. I had a good day at work. Say hello to the nice lady, Van.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mrs. CIC. How you doing?
No, not like that. Say hello regular. Not the sexy Van. No. Say regular. Not the sexy Van. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing this live. You hear my brother when he brings the sexiness. This is clear LSP behavior. This is what happens. And please, God, please don't let David Mock come on the show. But I'm just saying, you heard how my brother just took his voice down like 9 octaves? Even Satan is like, he making me hot. What the hell? My bad. I digress. I'm sorry.
Well. I will move out of the way, and I'll let you talk to Mrs. VIP. I'll be quiet. You talk to her.
Mrs. VIP.
Yes.
Brother, just want to say it's good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
While I give my brother Van the side eye, it's good to hear from you. And tonight. As I'm giving Van a side eye, tonight is Sultry Thursday. We're going to do these Sultry Thursdays every so often. And tonight we're asking the question while I look at Van with the side eye. What does an intimate evening look like without intercourse?
All right. Well. I'm going to let you know that in my piece about that.
Oh, well, then
since Van is all the way over there and I'm giving him the side eye a little longer, would you please, please, don't mind me giving him the side eye. But if you would please, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is entitled, "It's a Date and a Perfect Gentleman You Are, Holding My Chair at the Table, Opening the Door for Me, Showing So Much Chivalry, Impressing Me. Our eyes kept meeting over candlelight. I smiled all the while. We walked after dinner. I don't think this night could have been finer. You didn't want it to end, so we found an all-night dining. Talked about everything from A to Z. Not once did you hint of wanting to go to bed with me. 2, 3 more dates showed the same. I began to act like I was in high school, writing our names with swirls and curly Q's. It's been years. I paid my dues, and I admit you got me believing. But I'm cautiously optimistic this intimacy is just for me. Your aura surrounds mine, and I can't get you out of my mind. No games need to be played. One more date, you embraced me and let me know you'd wait for as long as it takes. That's when I knew God makes no mistakes, and he granted me the desires of my heart, you." And that's that piece.
I will defer my commentary to Van Meadows.
My. God granted me, hold on. God granted me the desires of my heart when he gave me you. That has got to be some of the most intimate line I've ever heard. Mrs. VIP, I adore this piece. I loved it. I loved it. It was beautifully written.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you.
Why,
so.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. You know me. I'm a visionary kind of cat when I'm listening to poetry like this. And as I'm listening to you do this piece, I'm imagining you somewhere at like some coffee cafe in Greenwich Village in New York City, and you're just staring out at the street watching people buzz by, just reminiscing of everything that led up to the moment where you take a look to your right and it happens to be the object of your desire, and you got a bigger smile on your face because you saw all of this playing out, and it plays out in your poetry, making the intimacy of what it is that you're talking about that much more beautiful. So I'm really digging this piece for that, because I can see everything happening as you're doing it. You know, and then you end off looking at him saying that, you know, God brought me you. I'm like, that's pretty damn cool. I like that. I like that. There might be something to this marriage thing after all.
There is. Maybe something. With the right one. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. But I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Personal thoughts about matrimony aside, I'm really digging this piece.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And I can tell you're getting your sultry voice back because it's been sorely missed on the airwaves. Don't pay that man no mind. You heard what he did earlier. I'm just saying. You heard him drop
all I did,
his voice. Like,
all I did, I read some poetry that J-Rob wrote. And I just lowered the tone in my voice so that I could make sure that I'm heard eloquently enough.
Ms. VIP, I know you
well,
got to go.
It was eloquent.
But can I tell you something
well,
real quick?
It was eloquent. Of course.
I can tell you something. I recited some poetry at a poetry show in Brooklyn. And one of the ladies threw a tomato at my face and said, "Stop trying to be Van Meadows." I was like, I just want to recite some poetry. I'm like, you didn't have to be that rude to me. She's like, either get off the stage or I got more. So I got off the stage because she ruined a nice shirt.
Yeah, this is what we're doing.
You know,
this is what we're doing. Really?
The security guard in the club was like, "I told you not to do poetry that sounds like Van Meadows." I'm like, I wrote that myself.
He was like, yeah, right. Like, I don't know Van Meadow's poetry. But, you know, it's my burden. It's my burden. And I just want to say I appreciate you coming by this evening and bringing us some light. And, you know, your voice is coming back and it's beautiful as always.
Oh,
stay
thank
away
you.
From you. You know, stick to writing your own. Don't do like me, because they'll say that you're trying to sound like Van Meadow or something. And tomato hurts. Heavy tomato.
Mrs. VIP, if you would be so kind, would you please let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. My diva, La Perla Negra, and I are Diva's Talk. And it's a show. It's a great show. We have a good time. And last night, I had a guest from the Inkwell, Ms. Lisa Lips, and we had a good time talking about Christmas. And you know, you don't need much to have a show, but it was a good one. But you guys, y'all come on by on Wednesday evenings and join us, because we have some good topics and some great music. And damn, the poetry.
I like that.
All right. Y'all heard it here. Every Wednesday, Divas Talk. Mrs. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And if you missed last night, Miss Lips, one of the newest hosts on Epiphany, and Lady A in the Inkwell tomorrow night, but she guest hosted with Mrs. VIP, so thank you, and I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night. One love, one mic, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love and one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mrs. VIP. Cool, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We've got our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed. I want to tell you something. To everybody, don't ever be discouraged. Keep your head up to the store. One door is shut, another door opens.
You got a roll window,
girl. Okay. Now, that's just the way God is, just God's position. God takes the things away from you. So if he got takeaways. So can't add without taking away.
Otto, roll your window up, bro.
There we go. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the air. My bad. God damn.
It's messing with your sound quality.
All right, I cut the air off. Can y'all hear it? It's the truck
sound. Now
we can. I
can hear you a lot better now.
This is truck sound. Yeah, I just went through a situation where, you know, God is still good. I just went through a situation, I'm moving on to something better, you know, so he's adding while he's taking away.
Absolutely, that's how it always happens. So, Mr. Automatic, tonight,
yes.
Tonight is Sultry Thursday. Sultry Thursday is asking, what does an intimate evening look like without intimacy? If you can answer that in your poetry, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
And you get on down.
I would say this. I think that... before you can touch physically,
you have to be able to touch mentally. That do those things that you should be able to have that mental intimacy without the physical. Everything has to grow. When you're growing and you're knowing each other, you know, you have to have that mental first.
Okay. All right, I feel you. If you wouldn't mind, good brother, get on down.
All right. I'm going to name this freestyle called Those Doors. If you're mine, let me have the examination. The word is to get to know you is a fine education. I got to meet you to your eyes that are so beautiful. And I have to admit what I say is just so critical. My time, when I see the beautiful you, the world is like hard, but there's nothing I would never go through just for you. You see, when we come to these doors, and you may have been through so much pain, but see, I'm here to change, so let me hold your hand. Let me hold your heart. Let me hold your spirit. Let me hold your mind. And remind you that gentleman staying right in your presence, I want to invest. I want you to know that I will never suffer less when we get to these doors. See, I want you to add me and subtract the pain that you've been through. I want to get to know you with this moment. You're so beautiful from the start. And I feel like we can never be apart. In our spiritual mind that we unfold. We can heat up when the world seems kind of cold. And we meet at these doors. But see, when I open up the first door, I'm being subtracted by what has transpired. And you are the truly admired. You're adding to my life's finest things. I had to remember those doors. Will you walk with me in these doors? Will you share your whole life with me in these doors? You know, when we walk out there, there may be problems. There may be a lot of things that we may have to go through in our challenging ways. There may be that, but your beautiful life, your beautiful soul, it's where I behold. But before you go to the door, remember, I am a gentleman. Let me open up the door for you. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical engine. Take it in, I'm all in. Wipe it and dry.
Yeah, bro. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. You know, one of the things that caught me about this freestyle, you asked a question, or you walked through these doors with me.
Yeah.
That's very intimate because
that
now,
right there.
Now you have to, because now you have to gain the authorization and the approval when she says, yes, I would love to walk through these doors with you. Because we walk through the doors together into the unknown, into whatever God has to offer us when we get through that door.
Yes.
I love this freestyle, bro. I love this freestyle, bro.
Thank you.
Listen, Van, would you agree that this is a very personal, intimate piece that so many people
Absolutely.
Can relate to? Because that one line that you just mentioned, that line by itself says, I don't want to be alone. And it also says, you want to take this ride with me. So let's walk into forever together, holding hands. That's absolutely beautiful, man.
Thank you. That is those doors, you open up those doors, it's so easy to be in a place. But when you open up the doors, you open up the doors to challenges. They'll see how strong your love truly is. You open up the doors, you open up a lot of things. And you have one door that's an exit. You have the other door that's an entrance. The exit is taking away everything that's bad in your life. And the entrance is adding everything that you need for your life.
Yeah, bro.
That's pretty deep. I like that.
That's very deep, yeah. Without question.
I like that. All
right. All right, go-go. My go-go brother, we're going to go ahead and get you over to the Get Down dance floor. You can stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, I got two songs.
More music.
I got two songs
ahead,
for J-Rob. Two songs.
Talk to me.
Anne-Marie talking to me. And the second one, Snow.
Uh-huh.
With the so-called Whoa.
Let's see what we can do.
You know who Snow is, right? You know Snow. She got to talk about
Snow.
Whoa.
Mr. Informe.
Polynesian. I don't know. She Polynesian.
Mr. Informe. The boom boom now. Oh, I'm thinking of a different Snow. Don't mind me.
No, Snow is the girl, the S-N-O-H.
Oh, that's and well, you got to say the whole part, bro. It's snow.
You know, it sounds like what your love is like. Whoa, na 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 na, na 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 na. Your love is like whoa, na na na. You know what I'm talking about?
Got you.
Okay.
Got you.
Yeah. You got it. You got it. You're the DJ. You got it.
Oh. All right. You already know. I'm already here. Got you.
Yeah, I know you by Anne-Marie.
My man.
Bro, just check your event page, Daddy. Watch me work. Check your event page. Watch me work.
Okay.
All right, good brother. We're going to get you to the dance floor, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, bro.
Love, one mic.
Peace.
East Coast go-go brother.
This is Tiffany. Radio. The real tune. Network. Be me. Your port to the outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight it's the Get Down with your host, Ben Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1 if you desire to be a part of the Get Down tonight. Or if you're already here and you have not done so yet, and you'd like to talk about what we're talking about, spit a piece about what we're talking about. Press 1. Why, son, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
I loved it, man. Hey. Feels like old times, brother, man. poetry, some chuckles, and more poetry, man.
Yeah, man, that's what we're talking about. But we're not done yet, bro. We are not
done yet.
So coming to the mic is the other half, a Divas Talk, Epiphany Zone, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing?
I'm going to need you to put a little bit more happiness into your voice because, you know, we don't be selling toilet paper up here, sweetheart. We don't sell toilet tissue. We sell a love, you know, we sell all kinds of love. And since we're selling all kinds of love, I'm going to need you to put a little bit more happiness in your voice. You can't be coming in and get down like, hey.
I've been fighting through this crap that's invading my body. I don't know what's going on. So this is the best I can do right now as far as the tone goes.
This is why your boy wanted to send you a care package so we can help get you right, get you some purple sea moss and, you know, get that stuff through your system. So that, you know, all that other stuff that's happening out there where you at, don't be bothering you. And you could be like, I got this. Don't make me get in the car and come over to you. You know I will. You know
drive
I will.
Over there, Jay. Just drive down there, Jay.
Don't make me get in the car. You know I'll do it.
Oh, my God. I know
all right.
Will.
All right turns. All right turns.
Oh, really? That's what we do. Oh, wow.
Good to hear you.
It's good to hear y'all back on the air again because I know life be life, and, you know. Now,
girl, did you hear Van's poetry?
I heard it all.
Oh, here we go. Did you hear J-Rob's poetry?
I did.
Did you hear the poetry Van wrote for me, my band? Did you hear what Van wrote for me?
What?
That I recited today.
I heard it
all. I'm just saying.
It's amazing. And I love the continuation of your Black Love series, man. I'm captivated. It's beautiful. Yes.
That's right.
And listen, Love Jones has been very good to a brother. I'm going to finish part 10 tomorrow because my mother's birthday is Saturday. So.
happy birthday.
Don't pay Van no mind. Van retarded. I'm going to pay homage to Miss Mary.
Yes, please tell my mother I said happy birthday. That's right, I'll just call it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So don't pay Fan no mind. it is good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice. And Van, is it my turn to tell us? Is it your turn to tell us?
No, it's my turn. So.
Don't say it's sexy. You just tell her what it is. And don't say it in French either, sir. Just tell her what it is. Please. I'm just saying. Because he be doing the sexy stuff, and I can't match. I'm not like him. I don't know no other languages.
Oh, Lord.
Mademoiselle.
Oui.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Como se va?
What do y'all say? Como se, como se? I'm trying to learn. I don't know.
Oui, como se, como se. Oui, oui.
Oui.
Danielle, so this... He just had to bring it up. He just had to mess it up. You see how he do?
She answered it correctly. Thank you.
She answered it correctly. For those of you that don't know, comme si, comme ça is French for so-so.
Mm-hmm.
And given her state, she is definitely feeling so-so.
So I am.
Don't worry about Jay. Don't worry about J-Rod. Don't worry about J-Rod.
He's about crazy.
Back to the show. So, La Perla Negra, this week we are talking soft and sultry Thursday.
Okay.
What does an intimate evening look like without intercourse?
Ooh.
Go ahead and get down.
All right. So, this piece is, I think, about 2 years old. It was a prompt from you guys on another Get Down show. Before I get into it, I'm going to say this about that. A night like that can be breathing in a particular scent that your mate just sprayed on, but it's coming from the other room. It could be sitting across from them. From each other, and you have a look of captivation on your face as they talk to you, because you want every part of them. So you want to hear all the words that they're saying, or just watching how they move as they walk across the room all the while. Everything in you is pulling at your desire to touch, but you don't, because you love to look at them just as much as having them against your skin. So this piece is called I Love to Write Your Image. I love to write your image. I peek through my tangled tresses and see the inner strength behind the water in your eyes. That search for peace in your face from a spirit radiating a bright fire that says, tread lightly. I love to write your image, absorbing each and every syllable of power behind your words spoken, never loosely expressed from frivolity nor cavalier, because it's personal. I love to write your image upon the bricks of my remembrance, and my sad eyes shine whenever I gaze your way, as I am completely enthralled within the stimulating, intoxicating intelligence. So burn it upon my forevermore. Spray it upon my forgetting moments, so as it passes to forgetting, loudly I will read your image written with the love I have when writing. For you are unforgettable. I love to write your image. And that's that piece.
Wow. Why, son?
Listen. I'm listening to the cadence, and she's right, Van. This reminds me of one of our other shows. And I wrote a piece called I Want to Play in Your Ink. And this cadence mm-hmm. reminds me of it, but this piece is just so intimate. And I'm like, wow, I'm digging that. I'm really digging that. I'm like, look at you, writing all nice and intimate, like, you know, like who's lighting the candles next to you? I'm like, all right. I guess that's what kumsi kumsai means, huh?
Trust me, this so-so is not, it ain't nothing intimate or sexy about this so-so. Trust me, I feel like crap.
The piece is beautiful. Let me have my moment. I liked it.
Thank you.
You should put that in the event page so I can let somebody else hear it. And just to let you know, because, you know, we got to let you get your privacy on the mic, as you were spitting this piece, I was playing Nights Like This by the Five Heartbeats in the background, so it was just perfect for me.
Mm.
For me. Oh. I mean, I know what Van was doing, but, you know,
No, that's me. That was me. I can't talk in French.
I was actually sitting here trying to figure out if you wrote this piece for her too, because she said a word that I'm accustomed to hearing come out of your mouth, and that was the word enthralled. And for those of you that don't know, enthralled is a very deep meaning on just a simple word. So look it up. Mm-hmm. And look at that deep meaning, and you'll understand. But this was a beautifully written piece. Your state of comme ci, comme ça actually has you entering into a different octave. And when you deliver the piece and you put certain emphasis around certain components, you actually have more passion in the piece, even in your comme ci, comme ça state. Beautifully done.
Wow. Thank you. I was going to say merci, Loki.
Really? That's what we're doing? Really?
Merci beaucoup.
Okay. I said I liked it too.
Thank you. I just said it in English to you. All I said was thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got to love it. Got to love it. Now, LaPearl and Negra, before we send you to the dance floor, let everybody know what you have going on in Epiphany.
Okay. Every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just bring us what you got. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. Now, next week, because Christmas is right around the corner, we are going to ask the question, what is your favorite part of Christmas? Okay? Back to you, gentlemen.
It's got to be the Mrs. Claus suit with the no...
Really? Really? You could have said that part in French. You could have said that part in French. But no.
I'm going to fermer la bouche. I'm going to fermer la bouche. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm
going to make some soup. I'm going to make some soup too.
I'm not cooking.
No, but I can't wait to
cook
for that show. She's invited out.
Must be nice, huh, Van?
But it's got to be nice. Must be nice.
It will be, because I'm going to the salon first. So I'm getting dressed.
I'm going to the salon first.
Okay.
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor and let you join the others that are out there cutting the bird. And stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Baby.
One love, one mic. Baby.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is LaPearl La Negra. You can catch her Monday, King and Queen's Quarters, and then again on Wednesday, Divas Talk. Next up on the mic, man, we having an epiphany party tonight. Next up on the mic.
Talk to me.
He is the host of the Inspiration Factory. I give you divine inspiration, Paul Sampson on the mic. What's good with you, Paul?
What's going on, Poetic? And J-Rob, what's up with you two? Y'all cutting up as usual.
What's happening? Man, we cutting up
you can
just
tell
a little
that you
bit.
You can tell that you two consider yourselves brothers because y'all sit there and have you cracking up, reminding me of me and my brothers.
Patrick.
That's my brother, man. This is my brother. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm gonna tell you something. I watch a lot of videos online in my leisure time, and I watch these two brothers in one of those little trampoline parks. And they was wrestling, and they had the background of the wrestling commentators from the old school wrestling, the new school wrestling, and they were doing all these wrestling moves on each other. That's how man J-Rod be. We just like that. Yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, without question. Oh, without question.
Don't get no better than that.
Nah, man.
You can have family without being genetically tied.
This is brotherhood at its best. Yeah, brotherhood at its best, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, young man?
Yeah. I'm better today than I was yesterday. So.
And that's all that counts. Hey. We got today.
That's all that counts, baby. That's
Amen.
All that counts. We got
today.
That's it.
Amen. Today's that's the it. Gift. That's why they call it the present.
There you go. I like that. That
Come on
that
now.
Shows a little bit of intelligence. I'm surprised. Let me stop.
I read a couple of books, and sometimes, you know, stuff sticks. You know, I mean, I'm not sexy like Ben, but sometimes, you know, stuff sticks. I'm just saying.
Sure.
But then
don't
this fall.
Pay him no mind.
How many tomatoes did you get hit for impersonating Van?
Yo,
exactly.
I got like
exactly.
a real
you
big red one.
Floor with that.
Like right in the jaw. She cracked me in the jaw with it and told me to stop trying to sound like Van Meadows. And everybody was just like laughing, and they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, it's cool. I picked up my jacket, and I went to the back. So, you know, it hurt.
Let me
but,
tell you,
no,
I'm tell you, Paul.
I'm all right.
You, I'm going to tell you, Paul. This is how it be. This is how it be. You know, if you've ever watched a Charlie Brown cartoon, Charlie Brown might go to see a therapist, and he mentioned on the couch and starts talking to the therapist, and he's just spilling his guts out. And sometimes the therapist won't say nothing back. And then when they finally do say something back, like the teachers, will wah, 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 wah. Right? Right. That's what it be, right? So that's me. I'm the one on the couch spilling my guts out, trying to figure out why he's always not being honest and truthful about what he got going on when he's the one that's spearheading everything. He's writing all of the pieces. He's doing it all. And all I get back is, wah, 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 wah. So, yeah, that's...
Paul.
That's it.
Did I mention it was a big, red, rotten tomato she hit me in the jaw with? Like, she didn't...
Oh, big
she
red.
Didn't... She
big
didn't
red,
toss
rotten,
it under
when even when the teacher pick up and eat.
She hurled it at me. She didn't toss it. She hurled it at me and socked me right in the jaw. It was on the left side, which means it was her right. And she socked me with it and said out loud, stop trying to sound like Van Meadows. And I was like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I'm going to just sit down. And, you know,
hey,
I walked away, not to a standing ovation for my poetry. Humiliation.
Man, I think this is one of those moments
yeah.
where he's thinking to himself, it's my lie and I'm sticking with it.
Exactly. That's what he's doing. He's proper lying.
I will take a picture of the shirt that has the tomato stain. You will see my eye, and you will see the eye wash that the doctor gave me recently for I'm going to put it in the event page. Y'all see for yourselves. My eye was pink because she socked me in the jaw with it. And it was like, stop trying to sign Van Meadows. She was disgusting. And I just, you know, I couldn't do anything else.
Don't believe it.
It was a bad afternoon, Paul. A bad afternoon.
Oh, man.
And then she told me, I wouldn't have did that to you, but you brought that on yourself, trying to sound like him. And she put out a poster of Van Meadows.
Sound like Van got a whole fan squad out there.
I've learned the hard way. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
And then she hits me with the whole,
brother?
She said, no, I'm going to tell Paul what she said. Because at the end of the show, she was like, I didn't mean to do that to you, but you brought that on yourself. And I just said, yeah, you're right. I did. It won't happen again. And I left Brooklyn.
You see what I'm dealing with, Paul? You see what I'm dealing with.
Boy, he got you painted like the absentee villain. You had him
right
out of town.
Right.
It was a bad afternoon to be a poet, brother. It was a bad afternoon. Bad afternoon.
My boy said it sounded like a school on a Saturday with no class.
Man, listen. It was like school on a Sunday.
See what I'm up against, Paul?
No class.
School on a Sunday. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is how true brothers actually get on down.
Yeah,
see what I did there?
Ta-da! That part's true. Smooth move, bro. Smooth move.
So, Paul, check this out, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is it my turn, Van, or is it your turn?
Definitely your turn, brother.
Cool. Paul, check it out. Check it out. Yep. You're a man of wisdom, good brother. So I have a question for you that you can answer poetically or however you so choose. Tonight is our Sultry Thursday, something that me and Van are going to do on a regular basis. But tonight we want to ask, what does an intimate evening look like without intercourse?
Okay.
Go ahead and get on down.
And the answer to that is in this piece called Yesterday. I can remember a time when sharing time with a woman or your mate was filled with anticipation and excitement and wondering what it would be like to get that tonight. All those things and thoughts burst, special moments leading up to possibilities, future mental and physical proclivities, and the realization of lifelong electrifying memories. Spending the evening with a bowl of popcorn, watching a movie with a glass of wine or a drink, her head on your shoulder or yours innocently in her lap, communicating without words, subtle education and stimulation without gasps and moans, conversations would be had that actually caused one to think. Absent was the devious or hormonal intentions that turned a fragrantly wonderful moment of growing together and learning each other into a selflessly romance-less collaboration that, if you're honest with yourself, turns fragrance into an aroma that stinks. Playing cards, going for a drive, spending quality, innocently, educationally empowering sessions where sex wasn't the sole reason for spending time, where the acquisition of valuable knowledge of your mate was the end result. An evening culminating in valuable uniting lessons. The longevity of such moments of lustless, distracted bliss, evenings where you bid farewell with a respectful yet memorable "I hope this has a future" kiss. These days are sorely lacking precious moments like this. If I could turn back the hands of the clock, I would have appreciated the power of restraint, now frowned upon and actually thought a character flaw or weakness. Little do they know, these days, they are missing out on some of the most beautiful, amazing moments. Sadly, hit it and quit it seems to be here to stay. Man, oh man, do I miss yesterday. Paul.
Great.
I love this.
Sure, bro.
I really enjoyed this, man. Go ahead, Jay. You start. Go ahead.
Now, Van, you know, remember that song, and I know I'm a bit older, but there's a song Paul McCartney had called Yesterday. And it's Yesterday, Love Was Such an Easy Game
yeah,
to Play. Bruh, mm-hmm. as Paul is reciting this piece, that's all I'm hearing. That's all. Yo, it's
yeah.
such a perfect combination between his poetry and that song. It's just absolutely mm-hmm. perfect,
yeah.
man. Absolutely
yeah.
perfect. I love this piece.
I had to jump on
yeah,
online
is,
and see what the theme was for tonight, and that one really just kind of hit home for me. Appreciate that topic for tonight.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
No, you good, Paul. You good. This, you know, as my brother said, this is an amazing piece. I liked when you talked about making a room stink. You know, playing something as simple as a game of cards, and you know, coming from you, Divine Inspiration, I expected nothing less, because you have a way of taking these type of topics and just giving it the life that it needs. To remind everybody, oh, yeah, it definitely can be done. Let me just show you how. So I appreciate this piece, and I appreciate your ink, Mac. This is, man, I love it, bro. I love it.
I appreciate you guys because you challenge all of us, you know, to stay true to ourselves and yet reach the topics that you guys come up with. Reach the intent of your platform. You know, so I'm grateful that you two are together because y'all two is a very good match because the ideas and the themes that you come up with really make you think, make you get out of your comfort zone to use your craft to its best. I definitely appreciate the growth aspect of this set.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Real talk. Thank you so much.
Well deserved. I have to ask that. Even though you both knuckleheads, I got to tell the truth when the truth is. How's that for complimenting you and taking it back at the same time?
No.
Love it.
Complimenting and taking it right on back. Oh, let me go. Give me that. But, I love it, man. I love it. Before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, Paul, let everybody know what you got going on here on Epiphany Radio.
Yep, but you know, this is the beginning of the end month. Beginning of the end of this year. So for this entire month, we're freeing ourselves. We're shaking them shackles loose. We're leaving things behind that have hindered us for this year. So that way we're more prepared to enter this new year. Making it the best one we've had yet. Between God
nice.
And our obedience, man, I can't wait for 2024 because I know I got nothing but
nice.
Success and empowerment in store. Because I'm leaving everything at 2023's back door.
As you should.
With my
nice.
Partner, Mr. Alonzo, and you know that's 8 o'clock Sunday night. Come on through. Listen for a while. See what God has in store for you.
Amen. I love it.
Amen. Can't wait. Make sure y'all tune in. Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Divine Inspiration, Alonzo in the Inspiration Factory. All right, good brother, thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us and giving us that piece. Now, get them over to the Get Down and let the DJ know what you need to hear, brother, so you can go on down.
After this show tonight, it might be a little Teddy Pendergrass. Turn down the light.
There you go.
Woo!
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Bring them slow jams back, baby. Come on now.
Yes,
and then
sir.
Keep this as a sensual, sexless, romantic night. See how that one
there
works.
You go.
My man.
There it is.
Challenge.
Challenge.
All right, good.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity, my brother.
One love, one mic. Thank you, bro.
One love, one mic.
Thank
God you. Bless
one
you.
One love,
like
one
mic,
ladies and gentlemen. God bless you too, brother. That is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Check him out Sunday night, 8 p.m. in the Inspiration Factory. All Epiphany shows are the same dialing number that you dialed in, and the same, I mean the same, web link that you use if you're listening in online. Next up on the mic, we got our good brother, one of the greatest to ever do it. We got Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, is in the building. Welcome to the Get Down, bro. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Just hanging out.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Welcome to the Get Down, young man.
About time y'all come back.
We will do,
we will
do our best.
I'm going to talk about you.
We will truly do our best not to be mistaken, not to be absent. Normally, you know me. I would blame Van, but I can't blame Van. You know, I would love to. I can't blame Van, but we will do our best not to be absent. But it's wonderful that you're here. Thank you for being part of the show this evening. And I will be quiet and let Van talk because, you know, he wrote my stuff earlier. So I'm going to pass that to you, brother.
He wrote your stuff for me?
Yeah. You know,
Don't believe him. Don't believe him.
Really, Van? That's what we do?
Kingpin, don't believe him. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's okay. We go get together and have a writing class.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
I need to take some lessons. Absolutely, because the way Jay Rob write, I need to take lessons. Also, please let me know. I'll be the first one to sign up.
Jay Rob.
Yeah. What he said.
I've been reading that series of yours. You don't need no damn lesson.
Thank you.
What you need
Thank
is a
Oh,
well,
tell him again. Tell him again.
I got
lucky. You either need a fire extinguisher or a big bucket of water.
That's it, bro. Tell him again.
I got lucky. Van gave me a couple of things to write to, and people have gravitated to the series. I do believe Chocolate Love Letters, people will enjoy a lot more than the Love Jones Poetry series, which ends tomorrow, by the way. I'm just saying.
Lord help.
I'm just saying.
Lord
I'm just
help.
And you can tell that this is stuff that Van gave me to write to. So it'll be beautiful. It'll be beautiful. But thank you. Say thank you, Van. This is your stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to say thank you to that. You're not going to rope me into that. Yeah, you're not going to do that. No, sir. Mm-mm. Kingpin, my brother, tonight.
Yes, sir.
We are talking about, is it possible to have, not possible, but for you, what does an intimate evening look like without intercourse for you?
I think the piece that
you
I
got
have
your piece?
Will answer
mm-hmm.
that.
Ooh.
Let us
get out the way. Let us get Jay back up. Jay, come on, man. Back up.
Stop pushing. Right. Stop pushing.
My bad.
Don't make me put
King
y'all in the coma.
Go ahead and get on down, bro.
This piece is called A Quiet Storm. Hello, my love. sit back and relax. I hope that you had a good day. A glass of wine while dinner is finished. Let your body slow down. The night has just begun. This is all about you. Forgive me if I stare. You are still the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And I thank my lucky stars. You chose me. Your bath is finished. Dinner, all this. I hope to have you for dessert. A quiet storm. And that's it, please.
Bruh. Amen. Did this piece not sound like an intro to a Quiet Storm radio show that airs like every night? Did it not sound like that? Kingpin.
That sounds like the perfect intro, hey man, this... before the slow jazz from the private front. The perfect intro to the Quiet Storm. That was hot.
Yes, sir, Kingpin. Yes, this was phenomenal. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I cannot promise you that we will be able to keep the women out of your inbox tonight. But all I'm saying is you'll hear a lot of ding, 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 ding. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm single now, so... let him have at it.
My man, welcome to the island.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That is
welcome
it.
To the island. Enjoy the water. It's fun here. Welcome. I thoroughly enjoyed the piece. I can't front. I thoroughly enjoyed the piece. First, the cadence was cool, but then as much as I bother Van about how he drops his voice for the octaves, this was absolutely perfect for the way this piece was actually executed. So thoroughly enjoyed this piece. And yeah, I gotta go with Van on this. This is a perfect intro to slow jams as we remember them to be in the way they should be.
I appreciate it.
Indeed. Just phenomenal, man. Just, hey, man, keep inspiring us, you know. A lot of times we read your work, man, or we feel your work, and it's definitely an inspiration, man. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
As do I. You notice he never says
I
we.
Appreciate
he never says we appreciate you. It's always I appreciate you. Never we. I'm here, too. Here too.
Now look who's speaking French. We. Now look who's speaking French.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. You say one French word. One. Boy, I tell you. Now look who's speaking French.
Yes, sir.
Boy, yeah. I tell you.
Both of y'all over here sounding like Pepe and Keith.
He be starting with me. He be starting with me.
Yeah,
good
but
God.
He help out.
I dare
he
you don't be helping.
But he be, not helping at all. At all.
But he be starting. I swear to God, man.
to Kingpin, my brother, we appreciate you for stopping by the gift guide and giving us your ink. We are going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. So I hope you're ready to bust a few moves, because we would definitely appreciate you sticking around and enjoying the rest of this show.
Well, considering
yes,
the night.
Yes, we would.
Considering
yes,
the night
won.
Is a sultry Thursday, I think I'm going to just go over there and sit and get me a shot of Cabassier with one ice cube.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
problem.
Yeah. Yes, we would. I'm sorry. I got to mute myself. I'm so sorry.
J-Ro, right, we go have you committed.
All right, Kingpin. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. I appreciate it. Remember, laughter is good for the soul.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
That is double A. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. the Kingpin. We're going to keep this party moving and bring in another Epiphany host. She happens to be one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Unmute your mic.
Yo, y'all are legit doing too much tonight.
Hey, Gina. Just a little bit.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, they're gonna put all that on me. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna say this. Happy Thursday, my brother. And this is Friday Eve, so I came to get down, but y'all doing the most. Like how. I had to put my earbuds in because my daughter and my grandchildren were here. And I'm like, whoa, they see clowning.
It's good stuff.
You're going to come back. You better come back with a bang. Let's go.
Absolutely. We got to.
I'm knowing.
But it's all J-Rod's fault. I mean, he just be doing stuff.
Complain, J-Rod.
I'm so sorry. I just need to get. I need to get my air back. That was funny.
Get together, bro.
Stop, breathe, John.
So you get Esha. So you get.
Come on, Mr. Robinson. We need to. NLXL. I know CPR. Let's go.
Miss Dina.
I'm gonna look at
tonight on the Get Down. It's our sultry Thursday, and as you heard me say before, we're gonna do this every so often. But tonight the question that we have, see that, man? Tonight the question that we have is, what does an intimate evening look like without intercourse? Please go ahead and get on down.
Absolutely. We're going to call this sexy and sexless. 7 times in my life when I realized that what I brought to the table was the table. So the last thing that I want to present to you is my body. See, I want to open up my mind and my mouth so that you understand what it takes for you to get next to me. This is an invitation. It's the blueprint. It's the writing down or saying out loud what it is that I need so you guys wonder what you should do. Nah, I'm going to give instructions to you. See, we're going to have a night that's sensual and sexless. I want to feed you. I'm talking about I'm at the stove. after I did the miso crust, I have chopped everything so that it's in tiny bits. I put it in a pan with a pat of butter and let it saute till it became translucent. Put a top on it and put it on the back side. And then on the next side, I'm going to use the griddle in the middle so that I can make this steak to perfection. I want it to be medium rare, not medium. So I'm going to rest it. And then it'll be perfect for you when you cut it and taste it. It's seasoned to perfection because I only use pink Himalayan sea salt and black peppercorns that I ground up with my grinder myself. I want you to feel the love that was put in this dish. I'm going to take these red potatoes and boil them whole. I'm going to rinse them off and let them sit to the side, and then I'm going to put them in a bowl. I'm going to smash them, but not make mashed potatoes, because I'm not going to take off the skin. I'm going to add some more butter and a little bit of sour cream, some chives, and some seasoning. I'm going to mix that together, and that's going to be a side. I'm going to make a salad with everything that you desire because I want to stimulate your palate. I want to give you the onami so that you understand that what you're getting from me, Daddy, is from your mommy. See, I'm going to be your better half. You just don't know it yet. I'm laying down the foundation so that you understand what it is that you're going to get. It's going to be food porn for me to you so that I can tantalize your tummy and your mind and your body will follow. You're going to be so encaptured by the things that I gave you, the aroma, the taste, and the smell, and your palate, all of your taste buds are going to be stimulated. And then I'm going to have a conversation with your mind. I'm going to ask you what it is that you think that you can bring to the table because, well, you previously, I'm already at the table. So if you decide that you want to pray over the meal and the cook, you want to bless the hands that provided the meal that you're about to partake of, then I'll be sure. Because I feel like that's okay because I'm a praying woman and you're a praying man. And we are already tender. So you don't even understand what I'm going to do to you. And I say, blow out and knock you down like a feather. I need you to understand and appreciate one thing about me, certain things so that I don't talk a good thing. It's not just my poetry that flows. Everything about me is enchanting. It's invigorating, stimulating, and fulfilling. So if you're hungry, sit up to my table. Put a napkin in your shirt so that you won't get any of the dripping on your clothing or your tie. Because I didn't put in the work. I don't need to undress you, to seduce you. We don't have to have a conversation that's sexual. I just need to let you know something that you're not used to. See, these chicks are out here doing dry things, and I'm a sit-down, home-cooked meal from a woman who sees it enough to know what love is real. So if you're confused about what you're getting when you come and sit down and feast with me, then baby, you don't know my resume. All of my exes are fiancés and husbands. I'm Gina Stone. That's my sister.
Whoo!
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, I got to listen to the replay because after she said, I don't need to take your clothes off to seduce you, I kind of got stuck, bro. Yes, I'm.
Me too.
Who?
I was like, what?
I'm trying to feed your soul and make you whole. It ain't got nothing to do with you being naked.
I was like, my God.
Yes, love. That right there.
Well, all right.
That right there. Tap into my superior sexual side. Tap so much more.
That's right. You tap in, baby. That's
say
right.
Now?
You tap in.
I'm just
talking about. This freestyle was
something different.
I told y'all, when I was in the chat, I was thinking, what am I going to do? But I had just cooked dinner for my family, my daughter, my grands, and my mom. I smothered cabbage with onions, and I put skinless turkey kielbasa. I like to do sausage and cabbage together, so you have some meat with the veggies. But the veggies are green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, onions, and cabbage smothered in a skillet. And then I make a sweet cornbread to go on the side. And if you want to season it, we use the juice off of my stepfather used to call them the jalapenos, but it's jalapenos. I was like, we don't even have to use the Franks. You know, they put that on everything. But yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting everybody know that, you know, you can be spicy and sweet all in the same bite. There could be meat and vegetables, and you'll be feeling right. And at the end of the meal, all you're going to do is kiss the cook. So I had to bring when I came to get down.
Man, I love it when you come to get down, girl. I enjoy the peace immensely.
Indeed.
Love it tremendously.
Indeed.
I appreciate you, my brothers. You can catch me Saturday night at the Just Say and Dream Show here in the Tiffany Universe. We will be having an interview with our Small House of Poetry brother, Timothy Whispers. So we're going to be whispering loudly with Tim Whispers. Timothy Whispers is phenomenal. We're going to whisper loudly. We're going to make sure that he understands and appreciates the fact that he is valuable in the poetry community. And we're going to bring him in with us on Saturday night. So catch us if you have nothing else to do. Appreciate y'all.
Nice.
One love, one mic.
Appreciate
you. One love,
one mic. One love, one mic. On her way to the Get Down Dance Storm, she is Gina Storm. I guess that's all. Baby. Wow.
I love it.
Man, she came in here and decided she was just going to blaze out. Just blaze out.
That part.
She did that. She did that. Let's go through the epiphany lineup for the end of this week. And then next week, leading back up to the next Get Down. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Inkwell, Lady A and Miss Lisa Lips. And then Saturday night, you just heard Gina, Just A Gina Storm Show with Timothy Whispers. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Alonzo. And then Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Pearl La Negra. Tuesday night will be one of my hobby's great shows. It might be Real Council. Maybe Real Council might be doing it now. I don't know. It could be Honey Drippers. Whatever my hobby feel like doing, that's what hobby do. So make sure you tune in Tuesday night. Wednesday night is Diva's Talk with Mrs. VIP and La Pearl La Negra, and we'll be right back here for another installment of The Get Down next Thursday at 9 p.m. So, man, that was the last one, man. We're going home, man. Woo, yeah, man, woo. I can't wait to go home, man. Yeah, man, woo. That good old bad apple, man, yeah. And Mom's Fun Play. Y'all don't even know what album that's from. I ain't even going to tell you. But, hey, J-Rob the Wise Son, I will tell you this, bro. You mentioned yesterday, right? Because yesterday, I want you to Google or YouTube Boyz II Men's version of that very cut yesterday because they did do a remake.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm a huge Boyz II Men fan as well. And they did do a remake to that, too. Matter of fact, they remade that. They remade Can You Stand the Rain as well. So check those out when you get a chance. So last words, we're going to start with my brother, J-Rob, the Wise Son.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight was great. Yo, the comedy was off the chain. All this fun. It shows that we haven't missed a step. You guys haven't missed a beat. It's beautiful when poetry and good laughs and good people come together for a common cause. I'm often saying to people, you never know what you're getting and taking away from somebody's day. You never know, someone could have had a bad day but came out to listen to some poetry and felt good when they walked away. If we made you laugh in any kind of way, if the poetry inspired you in any kind of way, if you felt good listening to what was brought to the table by these phenomenal poets, then we did our job. And even if you didn't, but the fact that you stayed on long enough to listen to us throughout this whole show, we did our job, and we thank you for listening in. To Van Meadows, I stand up every week, and I salute you. I think you're a phenomenal cat. I appreciate the gift of your friendship and brotherhood. I can't imagine doing this with anybody else, bro. We're going to keep doing it. Even if we got bumps in the road, we're going to do it until the wheels fall off, and we're just going to keep stretching our pen. I love you from the bottom of my heart, bro. Let's continue to make history. Salute to you, and let's go get them next week.
Absolutely, good bro. I echo those same sentiments back to you. Phenomenal show tonight, man. Couldn't have did it without you. It felt good. The laughter, the poetry, the good vibes. This is what we've been missing on the Thursday night, but we back, y'all. We here. We here. And we, because glad you didn't, you know, ignore us and you took time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. So we appreciate you. We thank you. And we're honored that you decided to be here. Why, son, I can't wait to do it again next week. Can't wait
to Amen to that.
Week. So we'll see y'all next show. It's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, the Inkwell. Make sure you tune in. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. One love, one mic, and always remember, take your socks off. Say the day. Peace, y'all.
Peace, y'all.